And away we go. Here it is a... What is it here? March the 9th?
Absolutely, March the 9th.
Oh, it's good to know even when I'm not in the studio, you're still cutting me off.
I try. I do my very best.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Glenn, how's it going? We got in a bit of a technical difficulty there off the top of the hour, but I'm glad I can hear you.
Okay, good. Now, we had problems? I didn't know it.
Well, the machine shut down for some reason.
Yeah, I saw that.
People didn't hear.
Yeah.
Huh. People didn't hear the top of the hour. Oh, we're like people on CNN now. We're going to talk over each other.
Okay.
Now, go ahead. How's it going?
Now, you have, at the top of the hour, did you know that we were going to the lady from the Old Farmer's Almanac?
No, that shouldn't have happened. What actually happened, for
I
some
loved
reason,
it.
I don't know if we were both in the computer at the same time.
Oh.
But the machine got shut down that plays the top of the hour stuff. It should be back up and running now, but
okay.
Just a little technical glitch.
Okay. Well, I loved listening to that lady because it was interesting. You had apparently done that about a week ago, a little over a week ago, and you were talking about growing tomatoes, and that's a new fact about you that never ceases to astound me.
Well, you know what? I have never been very agriculturally driven. That has not been my thing. I did not go to a county school. We didn't do that in the city schools. So I thought, well, I'm going to give this a shot because it sounds interesting and everybody does it. So I gave it a shot last year. I'll try it again this year.
Maybe I'll grow some plants in my basement garden along with my marijuana and bring them over to you. And I'll start them up for you.
Yeah, why not? Medicinal purposes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is really interesting. For people who are hearing this, I am broadcasting from home, and Glenn is in the studio there,
yep.
And we're playing this by ear. I don't know that this has ever been done on our station in the 8 years of existence.
I imagine that we're both going to have to listen for the other to break. Because I will be talking over the top of you if I don't wait for you.
Yeah, well, it's hard to do, but I'm glad that I can hear you clear as a bell.
I can hear you, too, quite well, yeah.
Well, I should tell the listeners why I'm not in the studio.
Okay.
I haven't, keeled over yet or anything. what happened was, as many people know, last Thursday, which is why I was not there, I had started some treatments, I guess is what you would call them, and they're going very well, but the problem is, when you get the first one done, they want to monitor your immune system.
Ah.
So they tell you for, I think it's 21 days, not to go around people or groups, so I'm just following the doctor's orders. I really am okay. I feel fine.
Well, now, how's that going to affect when I leave on the 28th? You will still be in your 21 days, I think.
Well, you know what we'll probably do is we'll probably play the best of during this hour, or maybe Adam will come in.
Okay.
We'll figure something out.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm
so
not.
This is why we're doing it.
With the price of gas soaring, I'm not so certain I will be going to California like I thought I was. It just added $200 to my travel.
Well, that's the lead story. Yesterday, I believe, was the record-breaking day. On average, $4.06.
Yeah.
We broke the national average, shattered it, which had I don't know what the old national average was, but obviously under $4.06. Apparently, this morning I was reading, though, that in California, gas is the highest, and in Oklahoma, it's the lowest. Now, why? I get California, but why Oklahoma?
Well, because there are a lot of people going to California, and nobody wants to go to Oklahoma.
Well, wasn't there a whole musical written on that? Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the...
Hey, and you even have it on pitch. That's good. I like it. Yeah.
Well, sitting at home, I have a lot of time to practice.
Ah, oh, you're practicing singing. I bet your neighbors love it.
I'm going to go on tour when this is all over. I'm going to go on tour with a one-person show. Little ditties, stories.
I love it. I've heard you sing it normally, and maybe you ought to think about practicing a little more before you take it on the road.
Well, I tell you, we'll try something here, because I honestly don't, this could be death. I don't know if it'll work or not. But call the studio. If anybody's out there listening right now, you'll get a free entry into the pancake day.
Cool.
But I want to see if I can hear the callers. So,
okay.
Give them the number, Glenn.
Okay, the number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
First person to call will get put into the pancake drawing, which we're going to do tomorrow at 9:55 a.m. And I'm just curious if I can hear you, so don't call and hang up quick. I wanna hear you.
Now, how should I answer this phone? Just like I normally would answer the phone?
Like you normally would.
All right, cool. I'm waiting. No light yet. there it is. Here it comes.
Here we go.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sharon.
Sharon. can you hear us?
Sharon, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you, Scott.
Oh, good. Hey, you're coming. I need Glenn to come in and engineer for me every morning, and my life would be a lot easier.
This works nicely.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
All right, you're going to add her name to your list then, Scott?
I did. So, Sharon, what do you get at the pancake day? Do you put maple syrup on yours, or are you like Adam and al dente it?
Al dente? normally, I would put their diet syrup on it, normally.
Diet syrup?
Yeah, they have sugar-free syrup out there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
yeah.
That's kind of cool. Hey, this is kind of fun, Scott. Three-way conversation on our air.
And all at three different locations.
Yeah.
Technology, who knew?
Cool. All right, Sharon, you are entered into our contest. And what time again, Scott?
Tomorrow morning, we're going to do the drawing. Now, we've got five winners. It's not just one winner.
Yep.
You'll get two tickets tomorrow at 9:55 a.m.
Cool.
All right. Now, not everybody gets tickets, or everybody gets tickets, Scott?
Well, not so. We've got more than five people in.
Oh.
So it'll be a real drawing.
Okay. All right.
You get a ticket. You get a ticket. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Sharon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, that worked pretty well, Scott. I like it.
Hey, it works like $1 million.
yeah. Hey, we could do this with Dr. Feynman when he comes on.
You know, yeah, you could take phone calls. If he's able to Skype, he could do it.
Oh, is that the way you're doing it, Skyping?
I'm Skyping. If he can Skype, you guys could take phone calls. Then.
That's interesting. I'll bring that up to him. He might like that.
He likes a lot of things.
Yeah, he does. He does. We'll have an interesting discussion.
I just want to give people, you know, the update. Everything's good. So, but I'll tell you, you do get, it's very strange to be home this much because I am not normally home this much.
Yeah. Cabin fever will set in.
No, but you know what? I can honestly tell people who might be going through the same thing or who might have an issue like this, it's okay. Do it. I don't want to say it's easy. It's not easy, but hey, I'm doing a radio show every morning. Hopefully I haven't stumbled into senility yet, so I feel okay.
Scott, you're not on the air, by the way. This is all in your mind.
am I asleep?
Yes.
Yeah. Nap. One of those afternoon naps.
Yeah, I take a few of those myself. Hey, now I'm looking at the screen. And it has a picture of you, so I imagine I shouldn't close that picture of you, right?
No, don't. That, you close that, and I go away.
I think that's what I did by accident.
Yeah, that could have been.
Yeah, and that's what messed us up. I'm sorry, everybody who was listening at the top of the hour. I messed us up.
it's not a live picture. It's an old picture of me, and for some reason in this picture, it looks like I'm about to fall asleep.
Yes, it does indeed, Scott.
I don't know what is that. What pose? The thinker, you know, where you put your fist on your brow. That's what it kind of looks like.
Except for you have your hands crossed, very contemplatively, if that's a word.
Well, I was probably contemplating: is this working or not?
Hey, this is kind of fun. I like this. I don't have to mess around with you.
Well, you know what? I've always said that this is the future for remotes and things of that nature, and this is how you do it.
Sure. Now, I've always had problems with Skype in that it would, you know, kind of, sometimes it would be there, sometimes it would shut off, but you haven't seemed to have any problems at all.
No, and I've been on since 8:15 this morning, and I've done it the last two mornings.
Are you still in your jammies?
You know what's interesting? I am not a pajama person. But the clothes I wear to bed, yes. But I did shower this morning. Here's an interesting thing.
Why?
No, I'm glad. Now, this is interesting. All right. Honest to goodness, I'm glad you brought this up. Because I feel like a politician. You know, when you say, I'm glad you brought this up, it really means, why did you bring this up?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because Monday morning, I wasn't sure if I was going to do the show or not. Because I was a little more tired over the weekend, really, but nothing major. And I got up Monday, and I thought, I'm awake. I'm going to do it. Why not? And I did not shower. Mm-hmm. And I felt a step off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday and today, I've showered before I've done the show. And for some reason, I don't feel that step off. Now, that could be all mental, but who knows?
I'm guessing you're, well, like I am, you shower usually every day. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't really get going outside the house if I don't shower.
I think that might have been it. I just on Monday, I mean, it went okay, but I felt a little bit of a step off. But the last two mornings, I've showered before the show, and I think I sound and... Now, maybe it's just to me, sound and feel different, but... It's interesting.
You do sound, well, when I was heading to the studio this morning, I thought, boy, he sounds a little bit distant. And as I pulled up and saw that there was no car out front, I realized that you were distant. And
Now, how did it sound? Now, see, I haven't got a chance to hear a remote broadcast in a car or somewhere. How does it sound? How do the callers sound?
Well, the callers sounded fine, just like normal, when I was listening to people call in. But you sounded just a little bit, I don't know, like you were in not a different room, but like maybe on a new microphone that didn't have what they called as much presence. You know, it's kind of... is Scott standing behind a curtain?
Now, does this help anything?
It did change a little. I don't know if it helped, but it did change a little.
I just turned the volume up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it did help a little. Yeah.
Okay. So, let's take some more calls. Let's get some people in this pancake competition.
I love it. I love it. You're going to have to do it because I don't do competition very well.
Well, I don't want to use up all my pancake questions because I want to use those tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. Well, I'll tell you, let's do this. And you don't know the answer, and I don't know the answer, and the callers can't Google it. Now, for a chance to get into the pancake breakfast giveaway, what is my favorite breakfast food? And then we're going to ask Glenn the same thing.
Okay, I'm going to have to think.
My favorite breakfast food. Now dial the number there at the studio.
740-383-9944.
Yep. And now basically anything you can have for breakfast, but only one item. You know, you don't have to guess a whole meal.
Okay.
Just basically what it would be my one favorite breakfast food if I could have anything else.
Boy, you know, I always... defer to lobster. But how many people eat lobster in breakfast?
I don't, maybe you're on the eastern seaboard.
I guess. You know what? Lobster used to be a poor man's food. And so did mungfish. But both of them are kind of expensive now.
Aren't all the mungfish in the monastery?
The mungfish in the monastery? I don't know. Do you watch cartoons a lot?
I just thought that's where all the mungs were.
No. It's close, but not quite. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Nobody wants to call and answer your question there, Scott. Nobody's calling in.
They don't know what my favorite breakfast food is.
Well, you don't share that information except for with people that show up at your house, right?
Well, you know what? This would not be something, honestly, that I eat at home because usually I'm going somewhere in the morning, so it would be something that I have in passing.
Well, I have an absolutely, I know this is a fact that must be true about you, but it's not really a food. You've got to have a Diet Pepsi or something.
Diet Coke from
McDonald's. Diet Coke, I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's the beverage. That would be the morning beverage.
I know.
What is the favorite breakfast food?
I'd like to be your dentist. He must.
Oh, he's always employed. He's very employable.
I can't imagine having breakfast without milk. That's what I always have. My mommy made me.
Do you do whole milk or 2% or what do you do?
I usually do skim milk, but lately I've kind of liked having a little bit of stuff in it. So 1% usually.
You know, I'm not a big milk person, but when I do, it's 2%.
Yeah. I prefer 2% over 1%, but I'm trying to at least not balloon out any more than I already have.
What are the big differences?
I have no idea. My wife told me it was better for me to go with skim, so.
You know, I don't know what, I mean, somebody told me one time that whole milk is pretty much the same as 2% or 1%, depending on how much you drink.
Yeah, I drink usually a full cup a day, I would guess. And that's you know, I drink a half gallon a week. Or a quart a week? No, a half gallon a week, yeah. I don't know.
Now what, you just drink it straight?
No, I put gin in it. No, yeah, of course I drink it straight. What do you mean? No, I usually have, like, toast with my breakfast. Oh, gosh, I just gave that away. But that's not my favorite breakfast, so. But usually I have toast with my milk in the morning.
Now, isn't this interesting? Nobody can guess my favorite breakfast.
Hey, I only gave you the phone number once. Let me give it one more try and see if anybody.
Pump it.
All right. If you know Scott's favorite breakfast, call 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you can get hooked up maybe with the chance to win a pancake breakfast for two, right? Two?
Yeah, pancake breakfast for two. We've got 5 sets of tickets for Sunday's Kiwanis Pancake Day out at Tri Rivers. We'll be doing the drawing tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, at 9:55 a.m., and you can enter as many times as you like.
I've gone to that, maybe 4 or 5 times, and it's always great fun. There's always a crowd. I mean, it's really, when I've been there, it's been a huge crowd. I don't know if COVID's changed that. I didn't go last year. They probably didn't have it last year. But it was great fun. I saw everybody I know.
You know, I think last year was carry out.
It was what?
Carry out.
What is that? Oh, carry out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. No, I didn't do it last year or the year before. But I think 3 years ago I did do it. And it's a good cause, and it's a good thing to do. Hey, we've got a phone caller. Let's go to the phone, all right? All right, here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Is it pancakes?
Scott,
not
is it?
Pancakes.
What?
What did he say?
We talked over each other. Is it pancakes, Scott?
No, not pancakes, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
That's a great guess. That's what I'd guess. Thanks. All right. Keep calling if you think you know what Scott's favorite breakfast food is. And then we'll go to mine. Mine is not lobster, and it isn't prime rib, but I really would like either one of those things for breakfast.
You know, I think I'm going to try some pancakes on Saturday at this Kiwanis thing. It's just across the street. So.
Yeah.
But it's just not my pancakes are kind of heavy in the morning.
Yeah, they are a little heavy. Yeah. That's why I only have pancakes maybe 3 or 4 times a year. Yeah. Too heavy for my big fat tummy.
3 or 4 times a year.
That's it. I don't do it very often. I do it at the pancake day thing, which I'll probably do this year. And I usually do it. There's usually 2 or 3 pancake days around the area, and that's where I go.
Well, we should let people know it's the 63rd annual Marion Noon Kiwanis 2022 Pancake Day, Tri Rivers Career Center, 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road, Saturday, March the 12th, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. $5 per adult. Kids 4 and under eat for free in advance. Tickets are $6 at the door, no refunds. All the pancakes you can eat. And takeout is available.
What do they do with? I know that it's got to be a fine cause that they use the money for. But do you know specifically what they use the money for, or is it just to continue their good works?
I think it's the good work of the Kiwanis group.
Okay, all right. I used to be a junior Kiwanian, by the way. I really enjoyed it. My father got me into junior as a junior Rotarian, and then a friend of mine saw that I did that, so I got invited to be a junior Kiwanian, and that was kind of fun. I went to the meetings, got me out of school for lunchtime.
They call them Kiwanians?
That's what I was called, a junior Kiwanian. Yes,
Go ahead. I think the Farmer's Almanac woman threw people at the top of the hour here.
Yeah, I think so too. I do have a subscription to the OFA, Old Farmer's Almanac, that comes electronically to my house, and so I really enjoy that.
Well, if you're out there and you think you know my favorite breakfast, call in. Trust me, it's not something outlandish. It's not a big leap of faith to guess it.
Now, might it be more than one item? Could it be like two items, or are we just talking just one item?
Well, I like a specific kind of this item.
Oh, okay. All right.
But if you guess the item, I'm not going to make you get all that specific.
Okay. 740-383-9944 to win yourself the opportunity to win free tickets to the Kiwanis Pancake Day.
And so far we've got Sharon, Lee, Roger, Brenda Griffith, Brenda Tackett, Janet, Trish, and I think those are our entries so far.
Is Brenda related to Terry?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, I don't think so.
That's not a common name, that last name, Tackett, but I just wondered.
Well, I don't think it's abnormal, is it?
Well, he is.
Well, he is abnormal. He is.
In a loving way, he is. Here comes the phone call.
Comes the call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Well, recently, Scott's been saying he's enjoying a ham and cheese omelet.
Ooh.
I tell you, Janet, you got it on the... you hit it right on the...
All right.
Thanks, Janet.
All righty, goodbye.
Very good. Ham and cheese omelet?
Yeah, that has been my thing lately. I don't know why. It used to be I like cream of wheat. I've never been much for cold cereal. I used to like sausage and eggs. But for some reason, a ham and cheese omelet with good cheese, nothing beats it.
You know what I give my wife what I cook my wife on Saturday and Sunday mornings? Ham and cheese omelets.
I'm telling you.
You're not invited because we're still in our jammies.
Well, who cares? I'm in my pajamas right now, too.
Oh, we stink because we haven't taken our shower yet. So,
but I've showered.
Oh, okay. All right. We don't shower before breakfast on Saturday and Sunday. We kind of lounge, and I get ready for my upcoming shows on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Well, now we've got the flip side of this. What is Glenn's favorite breakfast?
Yes. And it's not uncommon. But... actually, my favorite breakfast is a two thing, but I'm only going to say the one thing. So,
it's a two thing?
Yeah, you know, like butter and toast, or you know, something like that. But it's not that.
Oh, how interesting!
It's very similar to yours.
Really?
Yeah, it is. But we don't eat breakfast together. I don't want the rumors to get started.
No. Did you ever put ketchup on your scrambled eggs?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. My wife would.
That's good.
My wife loves ketchup on anything. You know, we have shrimp about once every other week. We have shrimp, and, you know, you dip it in the cocktail sauce. Well, not my wife. She wants ketchup. Yuck!
So basically, if you won in the pancake competition right now, all you have to do is guess Glenn's favorite breakfast food, 740-383-9944.
Yeah, and my favorite food always has stuff in it. Now, I have a garden, and...
sound very good, Glenn.
Yeah, well, you know, I have things that I grow in my garden that I throw into this item. throw onto this item, throw around this item. But I won't mention that. It's a simple thing. 740-383-9944 if you think you know my favorite breakfast food. And I wouldn't say it really is my true favorite breakfast food, because lobster and prime rib definitely would be my favorite. But I never have that.
Prime rib for breakfast?
I would have prime rib for dessert. I love prime rib.
No wonder you had a heart attack.
Oh, you're right. And the bad part about it is, you know that big hunk of fat that's in the middle of prime rib? That's what I go for first.
Oh, my, my, my.
Oh, I can feel my blood veins tightening up already.
red meat for breakfast is not the way to go.
I guess not. Oh, here's a call. Let's go to the phone.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Scrambled eggs and bacon.
Oh, you hit it. You hit it right on the head. That is my favorite breakfast. I love it.
I think you gave it away when you talked about sprinkling all those things on top.
Yeah.
But that's what I like to do, too.
Yeah, I put chives on it. I put all sorts of. I have all sorts of herbs. I can grow herbs in the without even turning around. Unfortunately, neither my wife nor I use a lot of herbs. But anyway, scrambled eggs and bacon. Definitely, you have to have bacon with scrambled eggs, right? Right, Scott?
I agree.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's triglycerides galore.
Yeah. Really good for my body. What's your name? Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
This is Sharon.
Oh, okay, Sharon. Add her name, Scott.
Got it.
All right, thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, I knew it would go fast because it's such a typical breakfast food. But, yes, and that's what when I cook for my wife, it's omelets. I don't do scrambled eggs because it's more fun to, you know, flip it over and put. Oh, and I've just found out that I love jalapenos in my omelet. So,
jalapeno peppers.
Yes, yes. And I grow jalapeno peppers, but not now, you know. I have to go to my favorite Kroger's and pick up some really good jalapenos.
You know, this whole tomato thing, but when do you plant them? Now, see, it's after the first frost, right?
Well, some plants are after the first frost, but you know I'm going to California here in April, and so I'm planting an awful lot of my plants before then. There are lots of plants that you can grow before the first frost, because you got to put them in the ground, and so it takes a couple of weeks for some of them to pop up. I'm looking up when I have an entire listing of when I grow stuff. I'm trying to find my jalapenos. I'm not sure whether I look under pepper or look under H or J for jalapeno. J. What did I say? Oh, okay. Here it is. I will be planting my jalapenos May 15th. So that's when I'm going to plant.
Now, here's the thing. How do you know when the last frost is?
Well, now, you should have talked to your Old Farmer's Almanac lady and asked her that. But you can go to Old Farmer's Almanac and ask for the last frost date in your area. You type in your zip code, and it'll come back. Now, I believe ours this year is May 10th. So there are several things, like jalapenos, that I don't plant. I give them an extra couple of 3 days. All the plants I'm going to plant that need to go in after the first frost, last frost, I usually give them almost a week after the first frost. So I kill all my plants anyway. I can't say I'm a great gardener, but I really enjoy it. Hey, and I'm going to have Marilyn Coleman on.
Easy
this
for you to say.
Yeah, very easy. She's coming on tomorrow on my show, and she's the kind of the director of one of the garden clubs here in the area. So she's going to tell us all sorts of stuff about gardening.
And she's a horticulturalist.
Something like that. Is that it? Can you say that word on the air?
I think you can.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, Now let's try, because we want to get people in this pancake competition. So I'm trying to think of another question that you don't have any questions on the topic.
How about your favorite fruit? Now that's
my favorite fruit.
That's a really broad question. Yeah.
I've got it.
Okay.
What's my favorite fruit? And then we'll do your favorite fruit.
Okay. Now you do know that tomatoes are a fruit. And cucumbers are a fruit. Anything that contains the seed is considered a fruit.
Even, so you're one of those.
Huh? Yeah. But let's say traditional fruits. What's your favorite traditional fruit?
Favorite traditional fruit.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Okay. I got mine too.
All right.
And mine wouldn't qualify for the being traditional, but go ahead. Okay, caller, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We do have some listeners that are apparently tech-savvy. They've been able to get into the switchboard.
Well, that is a good thing.
I'm not so certain I am, but so far I haven't muffed anything yet.
No. So far, it's worked okay.
Except for when I punched your picture on the screen and killed us at the beginning of the hour.
But you wanted to do that for years.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. And I didn't even hurt you.
No. I'm fine as could be. But you got your stress up.
I got my what up?
Stress.
Stress?
I didn't say up. I didn't say get anything
out.
Up.
Now, I rarely get stressed. Now, you've seen me.
You've thrown some people down the steps, I understand.
Yes, and you have seen me stressed, but I would say I'd get stressed less than 6 times a year. I mean, seriously stressed. I'm stressed right now because I'm not quite sure I'm doing this right. But
Is the ringer ringing?
No, ring is not ringing. 740-383-9944. What is Scott's? Which one are we going for first, yours or mine?
Either one.
Okay. What are our favorite fruits?
But you do have to specify who you are guessing for.
Oh, yeah, please. Because they may be different. And
yeah,
we don't know.
I'm sure they are.
Oh, okay. Have you ever had, what's the name of that fruit? Big, huge fruit that has a huge seed in it. It's tropical. Mango. Have you ever had a mango?
I have had a mango. It's okay.
Is it? I had a taste of one, and I thought, well, that's the last mango I'll eat.
You know, I'm surprised the number of people that are into kiwi.
Yeah, I am too. They kind of bore me. And
yeah,
I don't like the fuzzy.
Yeah, I don't know what the kiwi thing's all about.
It's kind of sweet. Obviously, you and I are giving away the things we aren't favorites of, but kiwi's kind of sweet. I would only eat it to support my friends down under.
Kiwi to me, there's a lot of it sold in the grocery store, and it's kind of like the peppers, green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers.
Uh-huh.
I'm always surprised by the number of people who buy those.
Well, they do taste differently, Scott.
I don't know.
A yellow pepper and a red pepper even taste different from each other, but none of the three taste like the other. And I don't have a big good taste bud. My wife can taste anything, but my taste buds aren't that good. But I can taste the difference between the three peppers. Those three. Now they have several other types of peppers. They have that one type of pepper that's got red and I think gold stripes in it, and it's like an aloha pepper or something like that. And I can't taste the difference between that and a red pepper. But they charge more.
I know. Yeah, they do cost different.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Green peppers are always the cheapest of the peppers, and
they're my favorite.
Yeah.
And well, they have orange peppers as well.
Yes, they do. And I can't honestly say I remember ever having an orange pepper.
Now, what is the difference in taste between a red, an orange, and a yellow pepper?
Well, I think the red peppers are a little milder, but they are they're stronger and milder if this at the same time. They don't have the pepper taste of a green pepper. They have kind of a mild but insisting taste. It insists on getting on your tongues. And some people, like my wife, does not like red pepper. So, but she likes green pepper. My dog likes anything.
Well, I love doing this. Glenn, give him the rundown for what's coming up today.
Oh, heck, I don't know. What is today? It's Wednesday, isn't it?
It's our big day.
All right. Well, we're on now until 12 o'clock, and then Dr. Feynman joins me for A Progressive Life. And after that, don't we have Adam at 2 something?
No, Adam today.
Oh, we have somebody at 2 something, don't we?
I don't believe so. I believe it's Nate.
Nate at 4. And then we have the crazy show with no name on it at 5, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, then don't we have a church thing right after that?
Boy, I'll tell you, you are so specific with these descriptions of these shows. I don't even know why I've ever tried to do it.
Well, you know, I have a mind like a steel trap, but mine's rusted shut.
Old steel trap that was left over from maybe the 1700s.
Yeah, I got to get some WD-40 and loosen
Holy
it up.
Mackerel, that was the worst promo I've ever heard.
Greg I'm getting Gumbel paid for that.
Spinning. Greg Gumbel is spinning wherever he is right now.
Greg's my buddy. Be careful.
Oh, and if he heard you do that promo, the Columbia School of Broadcasting would do a citizen's arrest on your diploma.
Now, I saw Greg yesterday on TV, and as you know, he's a friend of mine, and he's getting looking a little old, and then I realized, ooh, so do I. Hey, we got a phone caller. Let's go to the phone.
Oh, my.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Glenn. This is Pastor Fred.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Hey, I never thought I would say this.
Yeah.
But, Scott, you need to make some cue cards up for Glenn.
Did you hear that promo? Oh, my goodness gracious.
I heard that train wreck of a promo.
We got a church service on tonight. Listen.
I know that Father, I called him Father Craig the other day. Pastor Craig is going to be one of the no-name guys, right, tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be one of the no-name guys tonight on that crazy show.
Yeah, I love the name of your show. Scott keeps trying to change it, but I love it. I think you should keep it forever.
Don't try to take the heat off yourself, Glenn.
Well, good luck today, Scott. And Glenn.
No, thank you.
Hey, what's coming up tonight on the show? Since Glenn wrecked those promos, we need to know what's coming up.
What's coming
Nate's
up?
Birthday.
Is
happy
be...
birthday, Nate.
Yeah, happy birthday, Nate.
Yes, we're going to celebrate Nate's birthday, and he's got a couple surprises of what's going on his birthday. And we're going to be just talking about whatever we feel like talking about.
Do you have to leave the room, Pastor Craig, when the lady jumps out of the cake?
I didn't know that was going to happen, so I guess I'll probably still be in the room.
Okay, all right.
Hey, now Terry is not in charge of bringing anything, is he?
I hope not.
If it's food, it's gone.
I've made that mistake many times in the last 8 years. You don't want to get into that pool of water.
No, I hope not.
Let me know if he's curled up there on the couch when you come in.
Oh, I forgot to look.
I will certainly let you know, Scott.
Hey, thank you, Pastor.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day, Pastor Craig.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Right.
What a nice man. I like him a lot.
Oh, we've had a lot of fun with him since he came on board.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, he's a pastor and I'm an atheist and we get along. Now, I don't think he agrees with me.
Do you think you can fix the promo this time?
No, I cannot.
Even after all that?
No, I forgot it already. You'll have to do it. You're good at it.
All people have to do is guess my favorite fruit or your favorite fruit.
Ah, yes.
And they'll get entered into the pancake breakfast drawing.
Is that the promo you meant? I could have done that.
That's how you do a contest.
Oh, okay.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up after this show today at 12:15, it's A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble and Dr. Ron Feynman. Coming up at 4:15 today, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman. It's Nate's birthday. Wish him a happy birthday. All kinds of great giveaways. 5:10 today, Live at 5, The Show with No Name with Pastor Craig, Nate Redman, and Terry Tackett. And 6:10 tonight, it's the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon. All this on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, where the G stands for Great Radio on Wednesday.
And it also stands for We Got a Call. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, is pineapple favorite fruit?
Scott, is pineapple your favorite fruit?
Not pineapple, but a good guess.
Not mine either.
Hey, Glenn, I was wondering, when you put your jalapenos in your omelet, do you cut them up raw?
I chop them up real finely, and I do de-seed them, yes.
Did you know that if you would cook those peppers before you put them in the omelet, it'll make them hotter?
No, I didn't know that. Ooh, I might have to cook them a little.
Yeah, when you heat that pepper up, that intensifies the heat.
Now, I do throw them in the pan before I throw the egg on the... So, yes, I guess I do kind of heat them up, yeah, before I'd make the omelet. But I don't really cook them. They only have 30 seconds in there before I put the egg over the top of everything. So.
Yeah, that always intensifies it. Can you eat... habaneros?
I'm not a big hot food eater. I love hot food, but I don't like hot food, no. I don't have that problem of being concerned about my manhood.
I can eat habaneros a little bit with something else.
Yeah, I can occasionally.
But I can't eat a habanero by itself.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Scott?
I said your wife is worried about it.
Yes, she is. But I've had 3 kids, so I proved myself.
There you go.
Well, his wife probably knows he hasn't had anything there for the last 10 years or so.
No comment.
Well, those peppers come in.
Okay, later, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right.
55 minutes past the hour here. We're looking for my favorite fruit or Glenn's favorite fruit, 740-383-9944. Get entered in for a chance to win a pair of tickets for the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, the Marian Tradition, on Saturday.
You know, he mentions pineapple, and if I had thought about it more, I might have had pineapple up toward the top of my favorites, because I used to love when we'd go down and visit Grandpa and Grandma Makovsky, my wife's parents. We always went to a pineapple plantation that was about a mile from their house, and I absolutely loved eating fresh pineapple right out of the garden. Up here, they taste different. They're a little milder, and they're not nearly as sweet, I guess.
What about out of the can?
No, I'm not a big pineapple fan out of the can. I don't dislike it, but it's not something I would like to have for my fruit. We have fruit every day at dinner. We have a fruit and we have vegetable every day at dinner, and our fruit usually is peaches or pears if we're going to have it out of a can, and those things you can't really kill too much. We do not have them in syrup, however, because that just adds calories, so we have them out of, in water. So
you don't have Dole?
Is Dole's only in syrup? I didn't know that.
I thought so. Dole pineapple in the can.
No, we get ours, we get the generic brands of all of our canned vegetables and fruits, yeah.
Well, we got 3 minutes left in this hour. What is my favorite fruit? What is Glenn's favorite fruit? Now, we've got a whole nother hour.
Sure.
I'm sure Glenn will break here, and we're going to have news and weather and all that sort of thing.
Do I do it normally?
Huh?
Do I do it just like I always do it?
Yeah, just stop the recorder like you normally would, and then wait 15 minutes, and then the theme song plays, start it again.
Okay, cool. Do I leave you? Well, you're always on, right? Because you're on Skype.
Yeah, just leave my picture up there.
Okay, I will, even if I don't like to look at it.
Yep, 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to get either one of our favorite fruits and get in this pancake competition before the hour's over?
It's not pineapple.
We're under 2 minutes now. 2 minute warning.
Yep.
Beep. 740-383-9944. 90 seconds.
There's a name for that. That's a good question. The name for the people that are in charge of sound effects on... I'm going to have to look it up because I've forgotten, but there is a specific name for people that do sound effects on movies and... Well, on movies. So it's a...
We're getting close to a minute. Nobody can guess a fruit?
Nobody can guess a fruit. All you have to do is call in and say a fruit's name. It might be ours. Mine jumped right off the plate at me.
1 minute warning.
Okay. So you're at home across town, and we're able to talk to each other and talk to a caller. I love this. This is fantastic. We ought to do this more often. Matter of fact, we do it with me at home.
This is a whole new setup, a whole new thing.
Yeah, we might start this up as a... I wonder if we can do it with two people on Skype.
You know, I don't know. I don't. If they connected and then went into the studio, it would probably be doable.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hey, we got a caller. We better go to it. Hang on.
20 seconds.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
How about strawberries?
Bingo! That's mine.
All right.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Lee.
Okay, you got it,
guys,
Scott.
Here comes the break.
Okay, we're going to break. Thanks for calling in, Lee. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female...